This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I ate a big hamburger, an impossible hamburger.
It was so big it was impossible.
Yeah, I'm feeling sluggish.
Oh, okay. Well, what a great advertisement for that company. Our hamburgers are so close to the real thing, you'll feel sluggish and tired afterwards.
Tom, if Impossible wanted to sponsor the show, first of all, it cost a pretty penny.
Yeah.
Second of all, then I wouldn't say mean things about them. I'd pretend I like it.
Well, people...
I do like it. I do like the Impossible Burger.
Well, Tim, it sounds an awful lot like you're trying to extort the Impossible Burger people here.
I might say some nice things about their product if they paid me a lot of money.
Or I might just stop saying bad things. Like, it makes me feel sluggish when I eat it.
I don't think it was the actual patty that did it.
Yeah, it was probably the bun and everything all
the
around.
The bun, there was a lot of cheese, like fried onions. This was an unhealthy burger.
Yeah.
It's good.
They're the best kind of burgers.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well, Tim. Tim, I have some follow-up from last week's episode.
Oh, brother.
About UFOs. UAPs. Well, yeah, I couldn't help but notice that this week the topics you want to do, you're like, oh, let's do last day of school. Oh, who got to you, Tim? Who said Tim's getting a little too close to the truth?
Tom's getting a little too close?
No, Tim is. Both of us are. I know the truth. They know that. They can't. I'm incorruptible.
What is your premise here?
That somebody got to you and said, hey, cut it out with telling people the truth.
Okay.
Do an episode about the last day of school. And they're like, but I'm a,
truth.
A man in my 40s. And they slapped you and said, I'm not going to tell you twice.
Sometimes men in their 40s go to elementary school.
Two updates. First off is I will not reveal sources, but I had somebody reach out to me that said that what David Grush has said checks out, passes the sniff test.
The 4chan guy.
No, not the 4chan guy. He actually said the 4chan. That sounds like bullshit. But this is somebody that works in something similar.
No, they don't.
They didn't say they work in UFOs or whatever, but they work for the military in a similar capacity.
They reached out to you?
Yeah, they reached out.
A military man?
Yeah, Tim, military men are reaching out to me every episode saying, you guys should do a USO tour. Where's the USO tour?
I mean, I want to put on a short skirt and do a little bit of a dance, keep our boys happy over there.
Keep them titillated. So that was one thing. The second thing was I want to run this by you because I'm curious what your take on it is, because I'm curious if this is going to be the thing that makes you think, well, all right, maybe I've been too skeptical. There have been rumors for a very long time, decades.
I'm skeptical of where you get these rumors
that. You know, because nowadays people are always like, how come the president doesn't say anything? And then other people are like, they don't tell the presidents about this stuff either.
Right. Yeah, the president doesn't know as much as you do, Tom.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they don't have people reaching out to him discreetly.
Military men?
Military men.
I think the military men always reach out to the president.
No way. They're too afraid. He's the commander-in-chief.
And go into his house.
What? The White House?
Yeah.
They wear their stars and go into his house?
Yeah, you see pictures of them.
Generals,
right on
maybe,
his couch.
But
yeah.
Not the rank and file who really know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, There have been rumors for a long time that the because like Jimmy Carter ran on Jimmy Carter's seen a UFO.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying that in as far as like you've seen an unidentified flying object.
He has?
Yes. And he's talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying like they brought him to the hangar and they were like, look at this, you peanut farmer. What do you think of that?
Your peanut brain.
What do you think of that? How do you think that thing works?
Yeah. Speechless. That's what I thought. Yeah, hick.
Back to the White House. but so he ran on like saying, like, yeah, I've seen a UFO, and if I'm president, I'll like, you know, declassify everything.
Right.
But he never did. Well, there are rumors that Jimmy Carter was actually like the last president that they read in on this stuff, mm-hmm. on like what they know. And that when they read him in, he spent the entire night crying. Like he didn't sleep. He just cried.
No.
Because he like they told him the truth and the truth was like too much for him to handle.
Jimmy Carter is tougher than any other president.
Yeah, but he's also like a very religious man.
Salt of the earth.
So it's like, well, what if they were like, yeah, look, like religion's not real. We were made by aliens.
That you think?
Well, but here, listen to this. This is what I think might convince
you. This will
turn
me? Okay.
So, you know, nobody knows for sure what the reality is. But again, the rumor is that they told Jimmy Carter, and it's like it could be what happens to us, after we die. It could be.
How would they know that, Tom?
Because what if they're like, "Look, we figured it out. We're in a simulation. These aliens, they're programmers coming in to debug things." But anyway,
Jimmy Carter this. Okay, maybe that's why Jimmy Carter's been in hospice for like.
Well, that's the idea that people are like, what if he's terrified to die? What if that's why he's like trying so hard to hang on?
I mean, you can't not die because you don't want to die.
Well, like his wife died, and a lot of times when like older couples, like one dies, the other one dies. Yeah, she died.
When?
I think she died, like not that long ago. And then, yeah, he's been in hospice forever.
Right.
And he's a very old man, you know, but he's hanging on. And what if it's because he was read in on what happens in the afterlife?
And he's like, afraid to die.
Yeah, he's afraid to die.
Tom, I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah. Is the one thing going to be whether his wife's still alive
Rosalind
or not?
Rosalind Carter, alive and well.
Well, is she well?
I don't know.
She's like 100 years old.
She's very little. Remember that picture?
that was like, there was some weird like forced perspective picture of the two of them with Biden. And it looked like Biden was like three times the size of that. Like it looked like when Gandalf would go into a hobbit house.
Yeah. You know, they're old. But so maybe Rosalind and Jimmy are hanging on for each other.
Or maybe Tom, he told her about what happens in hell.
So you thought I would be convinced that aliens exist because the rumor that Jimmy Carter was told that they know that the military knows what happens after you die.
Yeah, and told him.
And now he's not dying because he doesn't want to die.
Yeah, because he knows what's waiting for him.
So what
a terrifying thought.
Yeah. You know what? I think Jimmy Carter, if he found out that, like, I still question, like, the validity of being like, well, I don't want to die, so I'll never die.
Yeah. That's working for him so far.
Yeah. I think he's a straight shooter. If they told him, like, you know what lies beyond this, this realm.
Coil.
Yeah. Terrifying stuff. It's all bad. I think he'd level with the American people. Remember he had that malaise speech where he's like, look, things are bad, but like you're just going to have to like wear a sweater instead of turning up your heat.
Yeah, but then he didn't get reelected after that.
I know.
People didn't like that. People didn't like him being honest. So he was like, all right, I guess I'll keep to myself that we all go to hell after we die. Forget it. I'm not telling you people anything. Trying to be honest with you that one time and you didn't reelect me.
Yeah, so you don't think, so the rumor is that starting with Reagan, they were like, yep.
We don't need to tell him anymore. Yeah.
Reagan didn't care. Right?
Well, I mean, there are people that think Reagan was at least read in on some of it because, like, he has
read in, like, Tom, excuse me, Mr. Mr. White House Reynolds over here. Is the president, has the president been read in on this?
Hey, Tim, I like to use the official terms. There's you ever see he gave like this weird speech at the UN one time where he was like, I often think about what if aliens came?
Yeah, it's because he's in the throes of dementia, Tom.
But who gave him that dementia, huh?
They don't know.
The government, because they wanted him to forget about what they had told him.
Oh, the men in black.
They used
the
zapper
thing,
on him, but it was turned up too high and it just started making him forget everything.
That's a
shame. Like Iran-Contra and all that.
Yeah. Pretend we know like what that was all about.
Yeah, anyway, that's my update from last week. All I wanted to say.
Here's my
update. I'll cede the rest of the episode to you.
Here's my update for this week.
Mm-hmm.
No more pencils. No more books. No more teachers' dirty looks. School's out for summer, Tom.
Yeah.
It's the last day of freaking school.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's summer vacation.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll see you next week. How do you know it's the last day? Aren't there different last days?
Yeah, I know. Depending on when you're listening to this. What I envision is that, one of the many, many, we have a large elementary school contingent listening to
unfortunately,
this.
We can't get rid of them.
Yeah, it's illegal. They're telling us we have to stop doing the show unless all these kids stop listening.
Yeah, the FTC is breathing down our neck.
I feel like they'll say, oh, last day of school. Let me save this for
the
actual last day of school. Mm-hmm. And if we missed it this year, they'll catch it next year.
Yeah. And they're listening to it in class on the last day of school or as soon as the bell rings. Or maybe getting to school that
maybe
morning.
Maybe psyching themselves up for it.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, let's hear what it's all about.
Tom,
uh-huh.
Can I tell you my theory about the last day of school?
Well, you know what, Tim? I told you my theory about why Jimmy Carter doesn't want to die, so it'd only be proper for me to listen to your theory.
I mean, he doesn't want to die because nobody wants to die. Well, some people don't want to.
Some people want to die. Yeah. Not Jimmy Carter, because he knows.
He's just holding on. I think the last day of school is better than any day on summer vacation.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense because it's... what about if you're going to like a water park that day?
I mean, excluding water park excursions.
Okay.
Then a normal summer day, right?
Yes, because it's full of opportunities.
It's all anticipation. It's all potential. And you don't have any response. It's not like... All right, it's the last day of school, everybody. We've got to take a test, right? Except finals. But, like, we're not talking about high school.
Oh, we aren't?
I don't know. Maybe we are. I don't know. The last few weeks of school, of the school year, fucking rule. It's field day.
Yeah.
It's,
field day.
You know,
was
like
awesome.
Half days for no reason once in a while, right? Uh-huh. Like,
yeah, because
the teachers don't care.
Yeah, I think that the half days are because like teachers need time to work sometimes.
I guess. I don't know.
And I think sometimes in when we went to school, at least in high school, in the younger grades, we were given half days because those teachers had to like go proctor tests.
Right.
The other half of the day or grade tests a lot of times. Stuff like that, like Regents exams and whatnot.
You show up to the last day of school. It's never a full day either.
I was going to say, I was like reading.
I don't know if this is unique to our experiences.
Yeah, I was reading up about it, because it's been a while since I've had any last day of school, to be honest with you. And
you've just been going to school nonstop. Yeah,
I didn't realize.
It's summer school every summer, huh, Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been telling you guys, straighten up, fly right.
I'm not going to learn how to read on my own. But yeah, I forgot that half days were a thing. And remembering that, it's like, oh yeah, that was the coolest part about like the last day of school for the year. that, like, when you were getting ready in the morning, you're kind of like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm going to be back home in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Great
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't have to change my underpants.
No, I mean, I guess I'm forgetting what it was that I didn't have to do that I would normally do.
Yeah. Tom, do you shower every day?
I do shower every day.
Mm. Well, I don't.
Well,
I used to.
Yeah, I know. Everybody can tell.
Now, I make it a point, Tom, before I come over here
to shower
that day.
Yeah. Well, that's because I've told you I'll hose you down if...
I mean, sometimes you hose me down even when I have showered.
When you come over, if your hair's not wet, well, it's going to be wet because I'm going to give you the hose.
Have you been to a New York City public pool?
Not in a while.
They make you take a shower in the locker room before you go in. But then there's also a guy with a hose there. And whether or not you showered.
Oh, yeah. He hoses you.
He hoses you.
Yeah.
That sucks. The hose water's real cold.
Yeah, but it would suck even more if you know, they weren't doing that, and then the pool was all gross because people that don't shower.
But then what am I showering for? Teen is just going to shoot me with a hose.
That's the second round of cleaning. Gets the dirt that the shower didn't get.
Yeah.
Because how do they make sure you're taking a shower? Do they watch?
I mean, there's cops and they're yelling at everybody the whole time.
But I don't know if the cops are necessarily watching for people showering. So they got to have a guy hose you down.
I was in there one time, Tom, and I was, they make you bring a lock in and lock up your stuff in the locker. And I put it in a locker and a cop walked up and he was like, don't put your stuff in that locker.
That's a cop locker.
He didn't even explain why. I was like, which
one?
I have
my gun in there. It's like,
why not? He's like, put it in that one and pointed to like the one next to it.
Yeah.
It's like, you had to yell at me,
officer. Sounds like you shouldn't have been resisting, Tim. Sounds like he would have been well within his right to have used lethal force on you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you...
Now we hit the showers.
No, you still can't go in. The hose guy's got to get you. Yeah, you're paying...
Leo, hose this guy down extra good.
Yeah, turn the water on extra cold for him. You're giving a great advertisement for the New York City public pool system.
I mean, it sucks. It's like, imagine what prison's like.
Yeah.
Except I don't think you get to go in the pool.
You don't get to go in the pool in most prisons. Yeah. I'm sure there's some white-collar prisons that have pools.
Yeah, but like a rough-and-tumble prison, I wouldn't want to go in the pool.
Yeah, but what if they were hosing everybody down?
Too much horseplay, Tom.
Well, I'd rather horseplay than actual... knife play or whatever. Shiv play.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
The last day of school, was that always... I feel like it was maybe the same day the pool would open in our town.
You were more plugged into the pool scene because you were a lifeguard.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just want to transition this into you talking about your lifeguard?
No. I'm just remembering
back when you were cool and you had a goatee and you just
Tim,
sit.
I could grow that goatee back and be cool anytime.
Sit up on that chair.
Uh-huh.
Swinging
my whistle. Well, I'd only blow it if it were necessary.
How many times a day? Mm-hmm. 8-hour shift, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
How many times
maybe
a day?
Maybe a little bit. I think it was like one of those like 9 hours with an hour lunch that you're not getting paid for.
But you're not up on the chair for How many times a day you blow in your whistle? Is it like 2 or is it like 25?
It would depend on the day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, most of the time you're blowing your whistle at A, horseplay, B, running.
Yeah. You blow a whistle at running?
If it's extreme running. If it's the kind of running where it's like...
Hey, guys.
That's dangerous. Yeah. Like if it's chasing or something like that.
Not just running, chasing.
Yeah.
That's when you get the whistle.
Well, I also feel like the pool I worked at, they purposely made the concrete like the texture of razor blades. Where, you know, because the lifeguards, like one of the unsung jobs we had was we had to work first aid. So, like, you know, if a kid fell, it was like, well, I'm going to have to.
Unsung. Heroes.
Because if a kid fell, one of us would have to patch him up.
Right.
And like
patch him up, man, Tom.
Yeah.
And then did you read him in?
Damn, I'd read them in before I patched them up. Were you crazy? And send them back on their way with a hearty whistle. No, but like this concrete, man, it would just destroy skin.
Was that
skin.
To discourage running once you destroyed your skin on it?
Discourage slipping.
Mm.
And the side effect of that was, well, yeah, you don't slip, but also if you fall, your body's not going to move. It's just going to rip, you know. You're certainly not going to slide on this concrete.
Right. Let me ask you one last question about the pool.
Yeah.
Towels on the pool deck, yay or nay?
They were not allowed on the pool deck.
Even if you put them on the railing.
That was allowed for swimming lessons, I believe. Okay. But I don't think it was allowed when the act... maybe it was. Maybe it was. Tim? Can't remember.
My mom puts her towel up on the
on
railing.
The railing, yeah.
But I can't tell if they just let her go because, like...
Yeah, she's an older woman. Yeah. She's not going to cause any problems.
And she'll call the cops.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Same cops that are hanging out in the...
should call the pool cops.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to remember, Tim. You've really stumped me about whether people were allowed to tie their towels up on the railing or not, huh?
Just getting to the bottom of the important questions.
Anyway, the last day of school. That's what we're talking about. Let me refer to my notes about the last day of school. Half day.
half day.
Historically, the last day of school was very significant as it marked the beginning of the summer break when children could help farm families with important summer tasks like harvesting crops or tending livestock.
Back in history, Tom, kids' lives sucked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
they probably hated summer vacation.
They probably hated summer vacation, but they probably even hated that like one room schoolhouse where like a priest would be there like rapping their knuckles with a ruler.
Yeah, but it was probably better than
toiling in the fields.
Yeah, I can't imagine being excited about the last day of school. And it's like, great, summer's here. I get to spend the summer in the slaughterhouse. Slaughtering the livestock in like a hot shed.
Right. Hot slaughtering.
Yeah.
Not better than school.
It's weird, too. Like, I was reading about summer vacation. I couldn't find information about how long it is nowadays.
It seems to vary.
Yeah.
And all my information about how people live these days are, like, on podcasts.
Right.
And, like... As
listeners of this show know, that's the best place to get the information vital to your life.
Well, some podcasts, the dads on the show are like, yeah, my kids, you know, June 5th was the last day of school, but they go back like the week before Labor Day.
Okay.
It's like, that's insane.
Yeah.
And some people are like, oh, yeah, we go through July 1st.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then they don't start up again until, or they're like, and then they start up like August 15th or something.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Have you ever listened to a podcast with a woman on it?
Like as a scold to just be like, oh, you shouldn't have
opening
said that.
The door to yelling at her husband for doing a podcast.
Yes, Tom, I have listened to a podcast with a woman on it.
I didn't care for it.
She sounded mean.
No, just because you said some dads on podcasts.
I know,
it's
a joke. It's a joke, Tom.
Because, yeah, women can podcast too, Tim.
They can. They're great at it. Better than men, even.
All of them?
All of them.
Wow.
Every single woman on a podcast.
Sarah
Koenig.
Mm-hmm.
You got...
Is that the only one you could think of?
I know many, many women podcasters, Tom. You wouldn't know them, so I'm not going to waste my time talking to you about them.
Man, do you ever see this clip? This is getting off track, I know, but this clip of when Jimmy Kimmel was on.
God damn it! I thought you were going back on a Jimmy Carter jag, and I don't think I could have taken that.
Never see this clip of Jimmy Carter. He's talking about the time he saw a UFO.
His eyes are all red. It's clear he's been up all night crying. He's trying to hide it though, lying through his teeth.
Yeah, he's like, oh, and one day when we all go to heaven. No, Jimmy Kimmel on James Corden's show, and they were like playing some stupid game or whatever, like a truth or dare type game, and James Corden takes like a dare or whatever it is, and Jimmy Kimmel goes, and this, James Corden had been hosting the Late Late Show for a few years at this point, and Jimmy Kimmel goes, tell me the first names of two of your cameramen. And he can't do it. He doesn't even name one. It's like the most brutal thing I've ever seen on TV.
Yeah, famously good man.
Yeah.
James Corden. What I don't understand about James Corden is like, we didn't have to do that. It wasn't like, well, he's just so famous and so beloved that we have to tolerate him.
Yeah, and I think almost every time I've been to the UK, people have been like, hey, let me ask you a question. Why did you give James Corden? I'm like, I'm not an executive at Viacom. Yeah. I did not give him.
I thought that you guys really loved him, and they were trying to make him work over here. And they're like,
some kind of exchange program.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, it's fine, I guess. I don't know. He was in some stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not fine. He's not. He's a bad man. He doesn't know his cameraman's names, for God's sake, Tim.
Do you know our cameraman's names?
Oh, boy, now you put me on the spot. I'll tell you what. They do a bad job.
They do.
600 weeks in a row of, hey, boss, I forgot to take the lens off.
It's the lens cap this week. Jeez.
Yeah, I didn't put the tape in, or the tape, I forgot to rewind the tape, or I did tape it, but then I taped over it with an episode of Columbo.
This is your blue-collar guy
impression? Yeah, well, Tim, yeah. I that's why I haven't even bothered to learn his name yet. Anyway, the last day of school. Do you remember this, too? I feel like when we were kids, and this is still going on, and I don't know if this is like a psyops type thing, but there was always like rumblings of, you know, they're thinking about getting rid of summer vacation.
Like that we would find out that day. Like, you thought it, kids, come to the auditorium. Mm-hmm. You thought this was going to be the last day of school.
Guess what? More school.
It's never ending school until you're not kids anymore. Yeah. And then it's just work, toil in the fields.
Well, there are school systems that do year-round schooling, and they've found that those kids have higher test scores.
Right.
Because, and apparently that's why this is what I was confused about, because the things I was reading said,
are you like me? I'm unconcerned American kids' test scores are getting worse. Okay. Who cares?
Well, I mean, who cares? We got a country full of morons causing a bunch of problems.
Yeah, and the kids aren't going to...
The kids aren't going to fix it. Well, the kids are going to be even stupider.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I don't really care about it as much as, I think standardized testing stinks.
Yeah.
So I feel like it doesn't necessarily give you a good handle on, you know, how dumb or smart these kids are.
We should all, we should have progressed societally to the point by now where enough stuff's taken care of. Like, there only needs to be a few smart guys and ladies. Running stuff. Well, now there's just a few, taking all the stuff.
Well, I was going to say, Tim, I think there's a lot of guys in Silicon Valley that would tell you, like, yes, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it so just I'm in charge of things. And everybody else, in fact, I would
all
love
right,
for everybody to
kids
be stupider.
Test scores up. What are you saying about the year-round schooling?
Oh, I feel like they, it was just something that they always like dangled over our heads. Like, you know, they're thinking about getting rid of getting rid of summer vacation.
I feel like that would be a teaser on the news sometimes. Like today at 6, year-round schooling.
Right.
Could it be coming to New York?
And I feel like teachers would mention it kind of like as a threat. And now as an adult,
teachers
I know.
Teachers don't want that.
I know. Now as an adult, I know the response to that would be, you would hate that a lot more than I would.
Literally, the only thing, the only somewhat positive thing
about being a teacher
in America in the 21st century is like, you get some weeks off in the summer.
Yeah.
Everything else seems hellish.
Yeah. You don't get paid enough. You don't get enough resources. You've got too many students.
Everybody's yelling at you all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about, I was going to name the name of a kid who is always talking back in school, but the parents, the parents hate teachers now.
Yeah.
They don't trust them.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't trust teachers at all.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of parents, that's been a slow and steady slide of like parents not trusting teachers.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, in the 50s, they trust them and they were like, what's this? You beat the shit out of my kid today.
Yeah.
Well, I trust you. I'll beat the shit out of them too. And that's slowly gone to like, The teachers are trying to indoctrinate our kids and turn them against us.
Yeah. I'd like to become a teacher to indoctrinate children and turn them against parents.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tom, I just want to start with one quick fun fact.
Okay.
In the movie Wayne's World, Wayne and Garth attend an Alice Cooper concert.
Yes.
And what they wanted Alice Cooper to perform was his hit "School's Out," and Alice Cooper's manager was like, "No, he's not going to be in the movie to perform that. I got a much better song.
Feed My Frankenstein.
It's a new song.
Yeah,
it's off his new album. All the kids are going to go nuts for it.
Uh-huh.
Feed My Frankenstein.
Feed My Frankenstein, he's hungry for love, and it's feeding time. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Pretty good song.
It is a pretty good song.
First CD I ever bought, Tom.
Alice Cooper's Feed My Frankenstein.
The Wayne's World soundtrack.
Do you think it should have been Feed My Frankenstein's Monster? Or was he talking about feeding his doctor?
Let's see. I'm a hungry man, but I don't want pizza. I'll blow down your house, and then I'm going to eat you.
Yeah.
Bring you to a simmer right on time. Run my greasy fingers up your greasy spine. Huh.
Titillating stuff.
Yeah. Is this a sex song, Tom? Oh, it is.
Yeah. Is this a sex song? No, it's about fucking having his Frankenstein fed.
Feed my Frankenstein, meet my libido.
Yeah.
He's a psycho.
Yeah, yeah, I think his libido is actually Frankenstein or closely related.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Wait, what does this have to do with? Oh, school's out for summer.
Yeah, school's out forever.
Yeah.
Is that song problematic now? Because it's about bringing a gun to school.
Oh, is it? Where are the lyrics of that?
Well, school's out for summer. Mm-hmm. No, it's about, I think, blowing up the school.
Oh, okay.
School's out for summer. School's out forever. School's been blown to pieces.
Yeah, but that's like, you know, because we're partying. We're having such a good time.
All right. School's out forever. School's out for summer. School's out with fever. School's out completely.
Well, that's just about graduating.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, having a profound sense of relief when you graduated? Like, graduated high school and then graduated college?
No. Anxiety. No. It was anxiety-inducing in both cases. What about you?
Yeah, I guess it was very anxiety-inducing for me, too. But on
the
some
summer
level,
after graduating high school, I felt invincible.
Right. Yeah, because you're like, well, I'm done with that, and like, I'm about to have a new life. I'm about to move.
Yeah.
About to live on my own. Have a lot more, just general freedom.
Yeah, but then after graduating college, it was like,
oh no,
now I like actually have to
like do things.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna
have to figure out my own shit now.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's the first time, and you're given a little hint of freedom graduating high school, of like, you know, obviously it's before you graduate for most people, but being like, all right, well, now guess what? You get to pick the school you want to go to.
Right.
You know, you have to apply, you have to be able to afford it and stuff, but it's like,
they'll give you a loan, no problem. That'll follow you till your grave.
It's and after, but it's not just
why Jimmy Carter's not gonna die.
He's still gotta pay off the student loan,
and he's a man of his word.
He went to college in like the '50s, probably. Yeah. It probably cost like 20 cents.
That was a lot of money back then. That was eight hot dogs.
Worked it off working at the ice cream shop for an afternoon. that made me lose my train of thought, Tim. Stop. I get so upset thinking about Jimmy Carter being so upset, not wanting to die. but you're given some like freedom for the most part of like, hey, next step's like up to you, pal. Which college, you know, do you want to go to? But then after,
if you're going to go to college,
but then after that, then it's like, oh, not yeah, you're on your own. Figure out what you got to do after this. Whereas college, it felt like a little bit of freedom, but it was still like, all right. And then once I make my decision, the next 4 years are set.
Yeah, they'll tell me what to do every
day. They'll tell me what to
do. I won't do it a lot of the time.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the best of both worlds. Yeah. Like, they'll tell me what to do, and then it's up to me if I want to do it or not, or if I want to just keep paying and just not go to class all the time. But I remember after college, even like basically having the feeling that I dreamt about since I was like 6 years old of, I don't have homework anymore.
Like after college.
Yeah. Like I don't have homework and I don't have to take tests or anything like that.
Yeah.
This is great. This is nice.
I never minded homework.
Well, were you a nerd? Were you the kid who, teacher, you forgot to give us homework for tonight?
No, I think I also often didn't do homework.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got through.
I did not.
I got all the way up through high school, mm-hmm. having never lifted a finger or doing any kind of work, and I did well.
Yeah, well, you were bribing a lot of people. You were.
I had a lot of walking around money that I could use as I saw fit, and it improved my quality of life to not have to do any work until I was 18 years old.
Yeah, I remember also not necessarily doing a lot of homework all the time, but just having like constant anxiety about it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, especially, and I get it now as an adult, if I were a teacher, I understand that it feels like, at least in high school, there was a lot of homework where it was like, is this homework going to be collected and graded? Or can I roll the dice and just like not do it? Because sometimes we would have homework just to give us homework. And then it was like, well, the teacher doesn't want to have to like collect all these and then grade them and go through them. So they just kind of don't ask about it.
Yeah.
Or they might ask about it, be like, did everybody do the homework? And you're like, yeah.
Sometimes they'd walk around, but you could show them other work.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. I would do that all. Yeah, I forgot about that. They would be like, well, I'm going to come around to make sure you did it. And yeah, just open up to like a random page. Mm. And be like, yeah, this is it.
I got away with a lot because they were like, yeah, Tim's a good kid. He's like, no, I wasn't a good kid. One time in homeroom, mm-hmm. I had this homeroom teacher who I hated.
Yeah.
And I was copying homework.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I was copying homework because like I didn't want to do homework the day before and I needed it to get it done. Mm-hmm. None of his friggin' business. He's the homeroom guy. He's right, there to take attendance. Mm-hmm. And shut up.
I mean, the homeroom guy is also a teacher.
Yeah, but not my teacher.
Right.
He's not my teacher, Tom.
I
and he ratted me out.
Had a lot of homeroom teachers that, yeah, were not ever teachers of mine.
He ratted me out just to be a jerk.
Yeah.
To like a teacher that like I respected.
That he had a crush on.
Well, no. Joke's on him. He was recently outed for doing inappropriate stuff with students.
Yeah.
He's a scumbag. And he still gets his pension, but his name was in the newspaper.
Yeah, he's retired. He technically got away with it, but.
That guy was the worst guy.
Yeah.
Not just because of what he did to me, it's what he did to those girls, too.
Also, that
mostly stuff. Because of the other stuff, in fact.
Yeah. In fact, you know what? Maybe you should take back complaining about him ratting out you.
No, I mean, that
homework.
Just shows also, you know.
His character.
His character. You're going to call me out while you're doing this other stuff? Then he gave a speech at my graduation.
Yeah. But he has the gall to claim you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
A man with a podcast now.
Man with a podcast and no criminal record. I mean, I guess he doesn't have a criminal record, no. Right?
It's in and the he's got a pension. Though. He doesn't have to go to work at all anymore.
Mm. I don't like that guy.
I don't like
Barry.
That. I don't
His
like that guy
Barry.
Either.
Barry.
Yeah. Anyway, what else were we talking about? Oh, last day of school, I had two other big points to talk about. One of them I can't remember now. I talked about summer vacation, but the other one I was going to talk about was, yearbooks.
Yes. This is Tom. This mm-hmm. is what made me think of, last day of school.
Okay. You were signing students' yearbooks.
Yeah. Just, there was a mad
standing
dash.
On the corner.
Well, I do recall mm-hmm. like sticking around. This is insane. This is insanity. Mm-hmm. They let us go. They freed us.
Right.
Like, you're done. I remember hanging around in the halls because like we were signing books.
Yeah.
And like a teacher, another teacher, also a teacher who, was recently outed as doing inappropriate stuff with children.
Yeah, we went to a bad school.
We did. He was like, guys, get out of here.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like really angry at him, but he was right in that case.
Yeah.
Like, get out of the school. Stop signing yearbooks.
Yeah, but I mean, look, you know,
have you gone through yearbooks?
I somewhat recently, I can't remember when, I like went through an old yearbook because I found a picture of it in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I had taken a picture of it because a friend of the show, AJ, had started signing my yearbook on my picture. Like, just kind of not there. He's like, yeah. I'm signing Tom's yearbook. I'll sign it on his picture. So there's like, I don't know, like three marks or whatever, like not even a complete letter before I think he was like, what am I doing? So somewhat recently, but I don't remember going through it because I don't remember looking at what other people wrote.
Yeah, I went through one like a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Everything was cringe. Everything was problematic. Like,
yeah, I'm sure it was.
It's like, this is what we were joking about. We were, I mean, it was nothing that I wrote. It was all people. There was one thing that I remember, Tom. Mm-hmm. This girl who I didn't really know very well.
Yeah.
Was like, hey, Tim, do you want to trade yearbooks? Do you want to sign yours? I was like, okay, yeah. Like, she seemed really motivated. Mm-hmm. And then, so I like tried to think of something nice to write in her thing. Cause I was like, this is the last time I'm ever going to see this girl again. And
that girl today is your wife.
No, give it back to her. I get the thing back. Mine. She's like, hey, Tim, well, we don't really know each other, so I don't know what to write. And just signed her name. It's like, why do...
That's pretty funny. I like that.
It's a good gag, but like, it also, I don't think it was a gag.
Well, I mean, yeah, it sounds like...
It's honest, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, because you didn't want to like just autograph your picture. Yeah. Right?
Well, this like, wasn't the picture. Tom, oh, in I mine, see. It was all in the last few pages.
Oh,
or the front pages.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking of, we had like a grade school yearbook.
Oh yeah.
And that I think people wrote on their own pictures.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because, you know, we didn't know any better. But I remember distinctly that like nobody just signed, and again, it's like, well, I want your autograph. I don't need your signature. I'm not going to try and pass it check off from you at the bank here. You're 12 years old.
Yeah.
But I do remember reading some of the stuff and like everything's an inside joke in those, but like half the time it's like not an inside joke that I'm on the inside of. It's like an inside joke with that group of friends that has something to do with like professional wrestling. Yeah. they've written it in the yearbook.
Yeah. This one kid, mm-hmm, in sixth grade, the sixth grade yearbook.
Yeah.
He wrote, like, I kind of knew him. We were, mm-hmm, like, and he wrote, Dear Tim, have a good summer. Work on your hitting a little bit and you'll make a fine ball player.
Was this like a scout?
Not that I knew of. I mean, we were both in Little League.
Okay, well, he had been paying attention.
He had been, and like I wasn't good at baseball. It was like, thanks for the tip. I wasn't really thinking about, you know, pursuing baseball.
Yeah. Also, like, work on your hitting. It's like, well, that's half the game. All right.
Yeah. I did need to work on it.
And you know, like, what?
Yeah,
and
then if you got good at baseball, then you'd be good at baseball. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the tip, Keith.
And after working on your hitting, then try to work on your fielding. See if you can improve that.
No. Work on your hitting and then bank on being the designated hitter. You're the fine ball player.
Look, if you already need help with your hitting, I don't think you can count on being the DH anywhere down the line.
Well, the fielding was more atrocious, so...
Well, and did they have designated hitters in high
Little
school?
League?
Even high school baseball?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. Yeah, signatures, autographs, writing things in yearbooks. I remember, too, like...
Do you still have the autographs you got from the Foo Fighters when we saw them at the HMV record store?
I think so, but because like they signed the album, like you had to buy the album and then they would sign the album. So I think I do. I mean, that was, I don't think I like kept it in pristine condition or anything. Like I that was my copy of the There's Nothing Left to Lose.
Yeah.
That I continued to listen to. So,
they signed the cover, though, not the CD itself, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just the cover, I think.
I'm going to find that.
Yeah. which is actually like worse than the CD, I feel like, because I do remember seeing that like in my mom's house and thinking like, oh, it's all like beat up now, huh?
Yeah, but you could have, I mean, Tom, we were all using CD books at the time.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Slip that into...
I never really got into using CD books.
What are you, nuts? You, yeah. You carried cases, those big bulky cases? You're not a music guy. You never listen to music.
I listen to music. What do you mean I'm not a music guy? I never listen to music.
You just video game soundtracks in your head all day.
No, I'm thinking about, you know what? I did have a, yeah, I'm wrong.
No, no,
I did,
I'm a music guy.
I had a big music guy. Yeah, I had a big CD. I never had like a CD player in my car growing up. So I think for that reason, I never had like a CD book.
Gotcha.
Like I had the like tape adapter. Mm-hmm. And like a portable CD player where it was like, I have to drive very slow, yeah, or else it will skip. Do you remember? I remember this, that they had like portable CD player you could put in your car, and the car kit would have like kind of like a shock absorber for the CD player.
Oh no!
Yeah, so that you know it wouldn't skip as much. But anyway, I do remember having a CD book, but it was like a big CD book, and it wasn't kept in the car. I think I got it for college because I was like, I can't take all these CDs with me in their cases.
Right.
But I never had in the car because I had like a portable CD player, and it was like, I have like one or two CDs. And then eventually, like, I think in high school, even I had like an MP3 CD player. Nah, maybe college. So then I just like had a CD burn with a ton of MP3s.
Ton of like Napster MP3s.
Yeah.
A bunch of what you thought were Weird Al songs that had a bunch of racial slurs in them.
I actually keep meaning to, I'm never going to get around to doing it. But like my car now, today, has a CD player.
Mine too.
That can play MP3 CDs. And like sometimes I am driving somewhere without cell reception, and it's like, shit, now I don't, and like the radio doesn't work either. I'm in the mountains or whatever. Like I wish I had something to listen to, or even just like in the car, I'm always like, I don't know what like I want to put on. And I keep meaning to be like, let me burn a CD with like 200 songs on it and just keep that in there. And I can just randomize that and listen to that one. I'm never gonna, I don't even have a CD burner or CDRs or anything like that.
Yeah, I subscribe to SiriusXM, Tom.
Yeah,
you know, for Stern.
Uh-huh.
And the 90s channel, Tom.
Yeah,
they play Ironic,
mm-hmm,
and Waterfalls.
Yeah,
three times an hour each.
Yeah,
I'm paying so much money. I'm paying $5 a month.
Is that like an introductory price, though?
It is, but for 12 months.
Okay.
$60 for
when
the
year. When I bought my car, I think it came with like 6 months free or, yeah, whatever. And actually, somewhat recently, I got an email that was like, the 6 months free we gave you is about to end. I'm like, oh, I didn't know you gave me another 6 months. Because every once in a while, I turn it on by accident and it works. I'm like, oh, shit. And it's like during a trial period.
You're hearing
Ironic's
playing. Well, it works again.
Let me listen to this song. It is ironic.
Did you have something else to say about signatures in the yearbook before I interrupted you and asked about the Foo Fighters? I think we might have to bring back News Fighters as a
we might,
top of show segment.
Yeah, I mean, they got a new album out. They're on tour. I haven't really heard any news outside of that.
I got a lot of news news you can use.
Okay.
But I'll hold it for next week.
Well, great. Hey, what a tease coming up next week. Did you work on like the yearbook?
No.
Yeah.
And I like probably made fun of people who did.
Yeah.
Even though I loved the yearbook.
I remember
I was well represented in my senior yearbook.
Oh, yeah. Well, must have been nice. I don't think I was.
Did you get a
superlative? I had a lot of enemies. I did have a lot of enemies in high school. I did not get a superlative.
Hmm.
Which was unfortunate for everybody because look at me now.
Yeah. I got most likely to be president.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get that, and I was the class president.
Yeah, I didn't run for class president. Yeah. I don't know who my class president was.
I know who your class president was.
Oh, really?
Tim, all us presidents, we would get together in the lounge. The
ex-president's club.
Yeah.
You guys still get together once a year.
No, and I think that was actually one of the reasons why I was mad that I wasn't in the yearbook like all that much, because then like I think it never even crossed my mind, and then when the yearbook came out, I was like, wait a minute, shouldn't I have some purview over this? Shouldn't I have had to sign off on all this?
You really just wanted to be corrupt. You desperately wanted to be corrupt. And
I was class president twice. And I knew what it entailed the second time. And I was still just like, now there has to be some power I have. There has to be some way I could wield this. No.
Weak
not really.
Executive branch.
Yeah. Very weak executive branch. But yeah, I remember there being like a candid photo day where like, you know, somebody went around with like a nice camera and like took candid photos and that was it. And I was like, well, these aren't very candid if it was just one day. But then there were like a bunch of people's like personal pictures in the yearbook. And, you know, like parties I wasn't invited to. And I was like, wait, how come nobody asked for my pictures? How come, who got these pictures in here? That was frustrating, I remember. A lot of frustrating. Like I said, I made a lot of enemies in high school.
There, do you remember?
between the people I thought who didn't respect my power and the pedophile teachers. A lot of people had it out for me.
Do you remember the senior will section?
Oh yeah, where you would seniors, like leave things.
Yeah, you could just be like, "Hey, I leave," you know. And it was mostly people like it was inside jokes and like memories.
It was like to this person I leave. Who? Hey, who's got the beep?
But. This one guy is reading through, and like it's, you know, it's very small print because like you could, you know, like like nobody cares about this stuff. Like I don't know why they even had this section, but I was reading through one, and this guy, so Gino's was the pizzeria in town, and he had a girl's name. He's like Stefan. I leave, you know, and then a lady's name. I forget her name. BJ in Gino's bathroom. It's like, how did this get through the yearbooks?
Well, that could be anything. Yeah, Jesus Christ. The teachers weren't that out of touch, right?
They knew what BJ meant.
Well, I mean, well, as we've said, like half the teachers
were receiving BJs in the Gino's bathroom.
Yeah.
Coercing teens to do it.
I guess that's why it was allowed. Yeah, that I do remember some things like that, like certain things, hearing about people, right, you know, wanting certain things as like their quotes or whatever and being told like, no, that's, you know,
yeah, they wouldn't
whatever.
Let me. The quote that I wanted was from a Clark Kent song that you might be interested in. This is Stuart Copeland's side project. And it was, if you don't like my arrogance, you can suck my socks.
Yeah.
I got called down to the principal's office.
If you don't like my arrogance, you can give me a BJ in the Gino's.
Yeah, exactly.
Bathroom.
And like, I should have cited that senior will.
Yeah, well,
I was
you
from
probably
the year
didn't know
before.
About it yet. Oh, it was the year before?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember.
That was 2 days after I got called down to the principal's office because I wore a Ben Folds 5 t-shirt that said kiss my ass on it.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, sounds like you were a bad kid.
Homeroom teacher ratting me out to the math teacher.
That they had their eye on after a while. I remember a friend of the show, Dan, wanted to put from the first Batman 89, This Town Needs an Enema.
Yeah.
From the Joker himself, the Twisted Man.
Well, they wouldn't let something that twisted.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, they wouldn't allow him to put in a quote.
Enema?
Yeah. This town needs an enema. I mean, that's...
He was right.
He was right.
The teachers needed were more pedophiles. Than an
enema. Needed a carpet bombing. But that
we're not talking about bombing school stuff.
You're the one who brought it up. But yeah, they didn't.
I'd rather
that.
Talk about feeding Frankensteins, to be honest.
You know, what I was thinking about the yearbooks also had ads.
Like local businesses.
Like local businesses would take out ads.
Or your parents could take out ads.
Yes.
And be like, we're so proud of you.
I
begged my parents not to do that.
Me too. I was like, I forget how they even like contacted parents.
Yeah.
But I was like, do not, like, it's a waste of money. Like, don't do this, please. Yeah, and I do remember.
You'll see me at graduation. You can tell me congratulations then.
Yeah.
And also, don't congratulate me on graduating high school. I haven't done any work in 12 years.
Yeah, like they pushed me through this thing. Yeah, I mean, that was always like my niece just had a graduation from, I guess, preschool.
Okay. Well, she didn't really accomplish anything.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, my mom was talking about how she was going to be like crying at it. And I was like, I mean, she didn't pass anything.
She got babysat.
Yeah, she's graduating because next year she can go to regular school and her parents aren't going to have to pay an insane amount of money for this preschool anymore.
Yeah.
I don't remember like having a graduation ceremony. Like, she had a cap and gown and everything.
The first day.
What was that?
All the money they're going to have to pay.
Yeah. Cap and gown, everything. And I don't remember that until high school.
Honestly, my son was put in a cap and gown when he graduated.
He's not even 2 years old.
He graduated from the infant room to the toddler room at daycare. But in true, cool, family fashion, he ripped off the cap and gown and wouldn't let them take a picture of him.
Nice.
And I think he was just like, this is bullshit. What am I graduating from? No. Yeah. You're putting me in another room because all these, like, because I can walk now.
Because I got
now.
Too big. Yeah,
exactly. Because this one has puzzles that are at my intelligence level.
Yeah. Well, Tim, I think it's probably also the perhaps unintentional result of you playing schools out nonstop inside your house. It's worked its way in.
Yeah.
To his little infant mind. He's I'm not going to wear all this stuff.
Out for summer, out till fall. We might not come back at all.
Yeah. If it was graduation.
Yeah.
Pranks. Any big end of the year pranks you remember?
No. Our school didn't have like
pranks or anything.
That I think that falls under the like school spirit.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that.
No.
I think it was just because our school was so small. I mean, it's like each of us had graduating classes of around 100.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know. There wasn't enough school spirit because it was like, I don't know. I know everyone. I know everyone. And like, I'd like a handful of them. What am I going to have school spirit about? Yeah, we like didn't have like rivalries or anything like that.
No. And I remember like other like adjacent towns and school districts did have rivalries with each other.
Yeah, and like big parades and they'd all wear their school colors and stuff. And we were like, just like, eh, who cares? Because even the schools, like even in sports, the schools that we played against because we were so small, they were like out east. They were like the Hamptons and stuff.
Yeah.
Just these like tiny little towns. So it was like, none of the towns we played in sports were even near us. We always had to like go sit in a bus for 2 hours to go out to like fucking Montauk to play against somebody.
That's why you shouldn't play sports.
Well, that's why I stopped. Otherwise, I could have gone pro.
Yeah, I just needed to work on my hitting a little bit.
You need to work on your hitting to start with.
Talk to Keith, man.
Well, maybe I will. If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/complete guide. Episodes of Books of Podcasts. We're reading Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by Quentin Tarantino. But he made the movie. Not the book. No, idiot. He wrote the book, too. It's a novelization of his own.
Don't talk to the
cameraman
that way.
His own book. Look,
he's not well read.
I can see right now the lens is on the camera, you idiot.
A lens cap.
Patreon.com/complete guide. Hey, if you got a problem you'd like us to solve, email us. TheCompleteGuideToEverything@gmail.com. We did that episode with Christine a little while back. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
We're gonna cut her out of the deal. It's just gonna be Tim and Tom solve your problems again.
She was never part of the deal.
I mean, she was. She was here.
For a minute. Yeah. But it's not like she was
she didn't do well enough.
It's not like she was involved in it all the time. We used to do it all the time at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
We want to start doing it more.
It's our New Year's resolution. Every episode, we're going to end with a Tim and Tom solve your problems, but you got to send them in.
It's our school's out. It's our summer resolution. It's our big summer plan.
Email that to thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com.
And you can check out our website, tcgte.com, for all our social media and stuff. But yeah, no pranks. What about teachers' gifts? Did you get teachers'
gifts? Oh, my God, Tom.
Sorry, I dropped my iPad. I was scared.
I would think in elementary school.
Yeah.
My mom probably bought gifts that I then gave to my teachers, but I can't remember specifically. Maybe gift certificates. Ooh, I remember one time my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Feinstein,
mm-hmm.
not
feed my Feinstein.
we did feed Feinstein. We got him a gift certificate to a sushi the new sushi place in town.
Nice.
And that was back when people were like sushi. But Mr. Feinstein was
well,
cool.
If it's on somebody else's dime, I'll try it.
No, he was like on the cutting edge. We had received word that like, hey, he was adventurous. He wants to eat the sushi.
Sushi. I've been thinking about trying that.
Yeah. To feed my Feinstein.
Heard about it on the Ninja Turtles. That's where I heard about it for the first time. I don't even remember this, but I got in elementary school in first grade. Yeah, because our grade school was 2 through 6. So first grade was the end of elementary school. And I liked the gym coach, so I got him a hat. It was like a football hat. Let me tell you, Tim, that guy became the football coach in high school, and he was also like a gym coach in high school.
Mm-hmm.
That investment of when I was 5 years old of buying this guy a hat, he let me get away with murder. I never played any of the sports he coached, but he like treated me like I did.
Yeah.
Like let me get away with shit all the time.
I mean, think about that. Like if some 5 year old, sweet little 5 year old was nice to you.
Yeah.
And then like you saw that kid every once in a while, you'd be like, yeah, he's better than all the other shitheads.
Yeah. He was just like, you know what? For the next 13 years, this guy gets a pass. Like,
yeah.
Like I'm not going to yell at him even when he like fucks around and, like if he
and also Tom, to be honest, your jackass friends were a lot more disruptive than you ever were.
That yeah,
like
that's
you were
true.
There, but like you were never like there's always Dan doing something.
Yeah, I mean, I was yeah, it was always like a group of people would get caught doing something, and he would yell at everyone and then be like
you wink at you
if he called me Tommy you'd be like Tommy Egan like mm-hmm. He still called me Tommy from when I was a little kid. That's my advice. You're a parent,
buy your gym teacher a hat.
Yeah, buy your kid's gym teacher a hat. You never know where it might take you.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.